Voters in Central Southeast will have a choice for State House in 2014. A Petersburg Republican plans to run for House District 35 in hopes of unseating a freshman Democratic representative from Sitka. Legislative districts for next year have not yet cleared a legal challenge, but at least two people intend to run for the new district that includes Sitka, Petersburg, Craig, and other communities on the northern half of Prince of Wales Island. From Petersburg, KFSK's Joe Vicnicki reports.
36-year-old Stephen Samuelson works at the grocery store Hammer and Wecon in Petersburg. He's also part of the management of the local company that offers hardware and convenience stores in town. Samuelson twice ran in the state primary against Wrangell Republican Peggy Wilson for her House seat. He narrowly lost to Wilson in his second attempt in 2010.
I ran two, I believe, very successful campaigns, though I didn't get the seat. I believe that this time I will. I think that we need quite a bit of support for Seth Edman, as from the representative side. I believe that the state is becoming more Republican all the time, but I also think we need somebody in the House that isn't voting party lines, that is seeking and really learning and understanding the district throughout what all the needs are here in our communities.
Samuelson says his top issues going into the 2014 election are some of the same ones from that last campaign. He says he's passionate about hydroelectric power for Southeast communities and service on the state ferry system. He's also noncommittal about his stance for the change in oil taxes pushed by the governor and passed by the legislature this year.
I haven't heard anything on what are we going to do next. It's I don't like it. It's not a good plan. But nobody's really come across and said, okay, this isn't a good plan, but this is another great plan on how to get more production out of the state, how to get more oil into that pipeline. And to just say, no, we don't like it, we want more money. How do we get the growth? How do we get more production? Is it tax break? Is it the governor agrees that it is? And, you know, until I'm sitting in that seat and able to provide as much information as possible to the people and get as much information as I can, we'll just have to see where that goes.
That's a big contrast with Jonathan Christ Tompkins, who Samuelson will be running against next fall, assuming that both survive the August primary.
The oil tax cut is huge, and making sure that Alaska gets a fair share of its oil wealth and isn't giving it away to BP and Exxon and Conoco, which are already, you know, making literally billions of dollars in pure profit. And nothing wrong with that, but I don't think they need any more money that could otherwise go into infrastructure and harbors and schools. So that's a huge issue. It's the reason I ran in the first place, and it's still obviously at the forefront with this referendum coming up in this upcoming legislative session.
Christ Tompkins distributed signature booklets for the referendum to repeal the tax change and says he'll be campaigning for that issue on the primary ballot next August. He turned 24 in February. Sitka Democrat won his seat in the House in 2012 by beating incumbent Republican Bill Thomas of Haynes by 34 votes. He's halfway through a two-year term representing a district including Sitka, Haynes, and many of the communities that could be in the new House district. Christ Tompkins says he's passionate about the job and hopes to get reelected.
It's a great platform to affect positive change. I've been working on rural issues and commercial fishing issues, education, and doing my very, very best to stop this oil tax cut. And whether that was in the legislature, also this referendum effort, and it's a great platform to work on issues that affect people's lives, and I can't think of more gratifying line of work.
Christ Tompkins does some contract work and lists public policy analyst and writer as an occupation, but says he spends much of his time representing his district, even with the legislature out of session. Christ Tompkins heads back to Juneau for the second session of the 28th Alaska Legislature this winter and says he'll focus on campaigning after that. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.